SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump has won the New Hampshire primary this evening.
He has swept the opening contest for the Republican presidential nomination, delivering a fresh setback to his GOP rival. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley told the Salem Radio Network she has no plans of bowing out.
We have definite plans of going, you know, right into South Carolina and right into Super Tuesday. You know, I did something that the other candidates didn't do. I didn't blow through my money. I actually saved it.
Former GOP presidential candidate Gary Bauer says it's time for Haley to see the writing on the wall.
After a big victory for Donald Trump in New Hampshire, I sure hope that Nikki Haley would see the handwriting on the wall and realize that the biggest threat facing the country is four more years of the failed policies we have right now.
That's correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. Yosef Federman, who's news director for Israel and Palestinian territories, reports Egyptian officials say that Israel has offered a ceasefire plan to halt the fighting in the Gaza Strip, which Hamas has rejected.
The officials say that Israel is offering a two-month pause in fighting. During that time, Hamas would release hostages that it is holding captive in the Gaza Strip. In return, Israel would release Palestinian prisoners that it is holding. Hamas's leaders in the Gaza Strip also would be given the opportunity to move abroad.
Meanwhile, 21 Israeli reserve soldiers died in a single incident Monday in Gaza, where two buildings exploded and collapsed on soldiers operating inside after Hamas fired at a nearby tank. Hours later on Tuesday, the military announced that ground forces had encircled the southern city of Khan Yunis. That marked a major advance. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow is down by 96 points, but the Nasdaq rose 65. The S&P 500 advanced by 14. This is SRN News. The Dallas-based T.D. Jakes Foundation was a vision of longtime pastor T.D. Jakes, who created the foundation to help lift children in underserved communities into what he hoped would be life-changing experiences. The foundation is composed of successful business leaders who've demonstrated a passion for creating a culture of inclusion. Former Wells Fargo Bank executive Kelly Cornish is the foundation's president and CEO.
If you expose kids to engineering, the sciences, rockets, things that they normally as a community would not gravitate to, then the hope is that there'll be a pull through. They'll go to college, they'll come out and get that job. And these are the jobs in AI and all of the technologies that we talk about can literally change the trajectory of their families.
Cornish says that the T.D. Jakes Foundation is closing the opportunity gap for the next generation in underrepresented communities. This is SRN News. A school strike has been quickly resolved.
Nearly 30,000 employees of the California State University system have reached a tentative contract agreement and will end their planned strike against the nation's largest public university system. The deal announced Monday night after the first day of the walkout, and faculty members plan to return to work on Tuesday. They demanded higher wages, more manageable workloads, and increased parental leave. The strike came on the first day of the spring semester for most of the system's 450,000 students. John Scott reporting.
The Los Angeles Times says it plans to lay off at least 115 employees, more than 20% of the newsroom. The purge started Tuesday as one of the largest staff cuts in the newspaper's 143-year history. The head of the journalists union said the number being let go, while substantial, is less than feared. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.